Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. How is everyone doing today?
Superb.
Welcome to Misguided Shenanigans. This is Finny, along with me, my brother from another mother, Nick, hanging in here. We're recording this pre-Christmas because, let's be honest, there's no way either of us are going to be recording during Christmas. Our wives would kill us.
Yeah.
Our kids would not sit still for it.
Nope. Not happening. Plus my parents are coming in and stuff like that. So it's going to be hectic around here. You know, we got we're 6 days from Christmas right now, I think.
Yeah.
Give or take.
It's approaching. Yeah. It's approaching fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Batten down the hatches, grab all the last minute items, make sure that, you know, everything's good to go, because it's going to be a crazy and bumpy ride.
That it is. But it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Yep.
I'm excited. Got 2 weeks off. So I'm happy. I'm ready. Let's do it.
We'll do a follow up episode with like how Christmas went and all the shenanigans that went along with the holidays for both Christmas and New Year's. But this will come out before that happens, and really we want to get into, because we talked a lot about Christmas, but what about New Year's?
Right.
And I feel like a big part of New Year's, you got the ball dropping, you have people popping champagne, everybody's happy and partying, although COVID season and Omicron Transformer virus coming along, like people may be popping the cork in their own homes away from everybody, but you know.
Dude, that's okay. That's all right. Out in my driveway with a fire pit, bro. I'm good with that.
Damn you, 2021. 2022, you're up next. You better do better. That's what I got to say. You better do better.
Yeah. Please, for all of our sakes, just do better.
You know, with the New Year's comes, and by the way, I'm drinking some eggnog. With a little bourbon, you know?
Oh, yeah. Hey.
In the festive mood.
Do it.
But with our New Year's episode, we wanted to dive into some New Year's resolutions.
Intriguing. Please explain.
New Year's resolutions. Some of us do them. Some of us don't. Some of us wish we would. Others say we're going to do it. And 2 days in, everything's gone down the tubes and it doesn't happen. Yep. So where do we begin with this? I think let's do a little bit of history. I think you got some history for us, don't you?
I did, actually. I looked up a little bit of history on New Year's resolutions. Supposedly it started back with the ancient Babylons. They are reported to have been the first people to make New Year's resolutions about 4,000 years ago. So it's been a while.
That explains a lot. That's probably why they're still not here. They didn't take up the New Year's resolutions. And so,
well, it's funny you mentioned that, because I got this from history.com, which is probably my favorite history website, to be totally honest with you. But apparently this took place during a 12-day religious festival known as Akitu, A-K-I-T-U, where the Babylonians, they crowned a new king or reaffirmed their loyalty to the reigning king. Now, they also made promises to the gods back then. There were several, to return any objects they had borrowed, repay any debts, things of that nature. So if the Babylonians kept their word, they would fall in favor of the pagan gods, because it was pagan gods back then. They didn't. They would fall out of favor with the pagan gods, and they were probably fucking killed. Who knows? I don't know what happened to the Babylonians, but I thought that was pretty interesting.
So what you're saying is they were doomed from the get-go because we know they weren't going to like do all those things. We don't even do that now as a society.
No, we do not. No, we do not. Which is why I do not participate in said New Year's resolutions.
So basically they were smited.
It sounds that way.
Yeah.
That way. Maybe some weren't though. Maybe some did. Return those objects or repay their debts.
Those the ones that survived and left and went on to other places. So they weren't like.
Right. Right. Right.
I kind of feel like that plays into COVID pandemic, where we've been at for the past 2 years, you know?
I mean,
maybe we should be turning over new leaves, being kind to others, sticking to some resolutions, paying off some debts. Just saying.
I think that would be a hell of a start. Be a hell of a start.
So for me, I do two things. I do set some kind of New Year's resolutions. They're more of like things I want to accomplish or goals.
Yep.
And some I stick to and accomplish at least something. And others I completely fail. Some of them in the first 2 days, some in the first 2 weeks, some of them like a few months in. But then there's usually a few things that I stick to.
For example, I always
start off with like, I want to work out. I want to get in shape. I want to eat healthier. All those things that usually like
everybody
that doesn't last, right?
Right.
Then there's other things like the year we moved here last year. I started off that new year with I want a new job, and I got a new job. And then I got another new job. And then I wanted to move. And I wanted to move closer to out west. We weren't sure which. And we were talking about like getting ready to move and kind of changing our life. And, you know, it was to move out west to get closer to California because that's been my dream.
Yep.
And so, go ahead.
Oh, no. I just said, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So for me, some of them are things that I achieve and obtain, and others are like, I just keep putting on the list, hoping one day that I'll get better at them.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. No, I mean, I feel like mine used to be, you know, get in shape, stop smoking, don't drink as much. Nobody needs that. Nobody needs that. Nobody needs that. But I just, yeah, I mean, several years in a row, I had made a few and just, you know, and it was just a normal, you know, work out. Never did it. Now I'm doing it now, but I started 6 months ago. So I'm ahead of the curve in my opinion. So I don't need to set that as a resolution. But so, I never got into it. I was never, I don't know, not in my belief system, I guess.
So speaking of beliefs, I want to get into something. This is going to touch on a little bit of a religious topic. Oh, but
superb.
There is something that I do every year. And it's something that kind of restores me from a faith aspect. But every year, and let me preface this by saying it's not to brag or boast or kind of throw out there what I do, but this is something I am very proud of because it's very difficult to do and to stick to. And for me and my beliefs, like it's like very key component. But every year in January, I do a fast, where I cut out like meats and I cut out sugars and like everything. I eat basically fruits and vegetables
for
3 weeks and do a lot of praying, cut out a lot of TVs, social media. And I've done that every year for probably about 6 or 8 years now.
Interesting.
And that is one thing that I've actually committed to that I do every year around this time that I stick to. And it's a very difficult thing because if you ever try to give up, like, you know, like there's no alcohol,
yeah,
there's no meat. I'm not eating steak. My favorite thing is steak and lobster to eat. There's no seafood. It's green beans, carrots, oof, few oranges. Like, that's it, bro.
You are a better man than I, my friend. I don't think I could do it. I don't think I could do it. But I get it. I completely get it. I mean, it's a cleanse. It's a refresh. It's a restart. I totally get it. I don't know that I could put myself, it's tough enough for me to get to the gym 5 days a week.
I think in my personal life, the things I've seen come through it, come from it, and what I've seen happen in my life keeps me going back to it, to continue to do it. And the deeper my faith I get from it is why it is, it's not so much like what I obtained by doing it. It's how deep I get in my faith by doing it. And so,
well, I
won't go into too much detail, but like that's something I'm just super proud of that I've done for several years now.
No, and I think that's awesome. But I think, you know, that's also consistency, right?
Yep.
I mean, if you can stay consistent with it, you know, just like the perceived New Year's resolutions, you know, like if you can stay consistent with it, you'll gain something from it. You've gained something from this each year you've done it. So that's what brings you back to it. You know, people
establish
false expectations at the beginning of the year or the middle of the year, whenever the hell you would, whatever. And they, you know, don't follow through. Me being one of them, not pointing anybody out here, me being one of them, you know, it just, consistency is the key. If you can do it year over year over year and you get benefits from it, more power to you, man. That's awesome. Cause I honestly don't think I could do it.
Now that is the only thing I'm consistent with. <There's> other things. I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to work out, and 3 days in, I'm done. Doesn't work. Doesn't last. I fail. So please don't think that I'm perfect at this stuff. Like that's the only thing that I'm consistent with. The other ones, I fall flat on my face every single year. Yeah. But you know, you do bring up a good point. And you also bring up another point kind of, you said, oh, I started 6 months ago. I think that's part of the reason why a lot of the New Year's resolutions fail is because we think, okay, first the year starts, let's go. It's time to start these resolutions and go through it. Right. But there's no prep work.
Right.
And kind of going back to like fasting, you can't just go and decide, all right, today I'm going to do a fast. Doesn't work like that.
Right.
I spend December prepping, getting my mind around it, buying the foods I need, scheduling things out so like I can stick to it. So I do prep work leading up to it. And for a lot of New Year's resolutions, people make them and they're like, all right, I'm going to start today, but there's no prep work involved.
Yeah.
They don't do anything to wrap their mind around it, to kind of get kind of that focus and things so that they can start the new year into that and keep it going and keep the consistency up.
Right. Totally agree. Totally agree with you. And that's, you know, I mean, I started this, like I said, 6 months ago, just because I knew it was something I needed to start then. You know what I mean? Like, it's just something I had to do. Had to do it.
Yep.
And, you know, I guess maybe my resolution will be to continue, but I know I'm going to continue. So I don't know that it's even going to be a fucking resolution. I don't fucking know. But.
See, to me, instead of doing resolutions, you know, really, I think mine are more goals than resolutions.
Yeah.
Why don't we just set goals instead of New Year's resolutions?
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of funny because I feel like they're kind of one and the same, but then you throw the word resolution in there, kind of takes away from the goal aspect, I feel like. But I agree. I mean, New Year's goals, I'm on board with that.
Goals seems like, man, I want to hit those, right? I want to achieve my goals.
Come to shoot
resolutions
for.
Like, meh, we'll see if it happens. Like there's no accountability for resolutions.
Right. Right.
I mean, yeah, I want to play guitar next year. Okay. Are you going to do lessons? I don't know. You get a guitar? Nah. Then how are you going to hit that? Like, come on, dude. Right. Really?
Right.
Give me a break.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And everybody's going to be different. You know, everybody's going to be different. They're all going to have different resolutions or goals, whatever it may be, you know, and I've known people such as yourself that have followed through with them and stuck with them for years now. You know, I was not one of those people. So hopefully this whole gym thing will just keep on trucking and, you know, I'll at least achieve something there.
Yeah. The other thing I think we do too, is we set unrealistic goals for ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Unrealistic resolutions. Like I want to, find a new job earning like 50K more. Really, bro? 50K? Right. Come on now. Or I want to learn to play guitar, but you've never taken lessons. You don't own a guitar. You're not saving up for a guitar. Are you really going to do it?
Right.
I want to lose like 100 pounds. Why don't you start with like, I want to lose 5 pounds.
Yes.
I want to get in the gym. I just want to do some jogging. I just want to walk once a week. Like baby steps, bite-sized chunks, things that are obtainable. Goals should be hard, but they shouldn't be unrealistic.
Right.
So I think by setting these resolutions, we set unrealistic goals that take us down a rabbit hole of disparity and disappointment and letdown versus like baby steps.
Yeah.
My favorite saying, I had this boss one time, Michael Finley, if you ever listen, shout out to you. But he used to tell me, how do you eat an elephant? I was like, what? What do you mean eat an elephant? I'm not going to eat an elephant. He goes, no, if you had to eat an elephant, how would you do it? I don't know. Grab a steak knife and a fork. I don't know. What are you talking about? And he's like, you do it one bite at a time. And I was like, oh, Mr. Miyagi moment type thing.
Yeah.
Baby steps.
Yep. Yeah. I think that's important. You know, set it for whatever. I don't know. Whatever we were talking about working out. So I mean, set it for, you know, 2 pounds, move on from there. Once you hit the two, bam, set it for two more, whatever it takes. But I just
want to get in the gym and do some treadmill.
Yeah.
Boom. Like baby steps. I want to get in 2 days a week. I'm not going to set any expectations for myself just to get in and work out, do something. I'll take walks around my neighborhood every night in the evenings to start working out.
Right.
It's the small things. And then you build upon there.
Yeah. Well, and then you get like, I want to be a better dad. We all do. We all do. I am.
How do you do that? What makes you a better dad?
Farthest thing from perfect.
Oh, yeah.
The farthest thing from perfect. One more time. The farthest thing from perfect. But it's and
if I don't, my kids about last night, they'll tell you I'm not the perfect dad.
Dude, I'm telling you, I know. But again, I think that comes with baby steps, right? Start with patience, right? That's the hardest one.
Or I've got a better one. When my kids talk to me, I start putting the phone down.
Yes.
I mean, in this day and age, how many parents, how many of us, because and I'm not calling anybody out for doing something guilty. That I don't do, because there's been times I get the phone up,
yep,
playing on a video game, searching on Facebook, whatever the case may be, TikTok, all those things. I've started trying to make a purpose when my kids start talking to me, put it out.
Yeah. Be engaged.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally agree. Guilty. Totally guilty.
One thing I started doing with my kids was I noticed, like, me and my older son, we have a lot in common. We're just alike. We like the same music. We like the same movies. My younger son, there's a little bit of a disconnect. He's more like his mother. And we don't have as much in common. We don't have as much common ground. And I noticed that he was starting to, like, drift away. And I remember my brother and my dad used to not get along, and they never had anything in common. Mm-hmm. And kind of how he felt, and just years later talking to him and things he's gone through. And I was like, you know, I don't want that for my son. And so I made a goal for myself of find something that me and him can get involved with. And so one of the things we found was video games. The little one is amazing at video games.
Yeah.
Like, he can pick up games and boom, like, he's like moving on level after level, beating some things I can't beat. I'm like, dude, you're six.
Oh, yeah.
But that's something we started doing together and started bonding over.
Yeah.
It took me saying, hey, I want to be a better dad. I want to be a better dad. So what am I going to do about it? What can I do to change that?
Right. Right. Yeah. And that's pretty much where I'm at too. You know, put the fucking phone down. Put it down. Mm-hmm. Put it down.
Don't make the goals broad.
Everybody's guilty. Everybody's guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. The wife's guilty of it. Zach's guilty of it. Like, everybody in the house. totally guilty of it.
Yep.
And that's one reason we actually, we bought a charging station, little thing off Amazon. Like, I don't, well, those of you who got YouTube, you can see my hands. But you know, just a small charging station to put our phones on, you know, we kept up that with that for a little bit. And then like when COVID hit and school was remote and all that shit, that went out the window. But, you know, I think that's one thing we'll probably start doing again. We want to start eating dinner at the dinner table, you know, cause we're used to going to the couch and sitting on the couch, eating dinner, watching the tube, you know, but you know, Lisa's really into, everybody sitting at the dinner table and just chatting about the day, you know, and I don't disagree with it. I think, but I have to do a better job. I have to do a better job on my end to enforce it, you know, to get everybody at the dinner table. So that's something I'll work on. Not going to set it as a resolution, maybe a goal, but that's something I've got to work on in the coming year too.
Yeah. And I think like for us too, same thing, dinner table, like we've gotten away from it.
Yep.
And you know, it usually happens when the holidays start to hit.
Yep.
Like once school starts, you're kind of still holding on to your routine, but then Halloween starts to hit and then people get sick because the weather changes.
Right.
And then you got Thanksgiving that hits and it snowballs. And then all of a sudden you're not doing those things that you were used to doing. You're not eating dinner at the dinner table anymore.
Yep.
You're all disconnected and doing your own thing. And so like kind of coming back to it, level setting, like two things we used to do was eat dinner at the dinner table, put the phones down, keep the TV off, talk to each other.
Yep.
And then like one weekend day, it's like, let's go out and do something fun. Let's get outdoors, no electronics, nothing. Let's go to the beach. Let's go for a hike. Let's go to the mountains. Like, let's do something to explore.
Yeah.
And we stopped doing that.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny too, because and I think I've said this previously too, but you know, when we first moved here, a year and a half ago, a little over a year and a half, you know, we were doing waterfall every weekend, you know, and then school started and they're back in school now. And so by the time the weekend gets here between my job, her job and school, like nobody wants to get up at the ass crack of dawn and go hiking, you know.
Nope.
And up here, if you're not out there early, you don't get a place to park and you're not going to get on that trail. You know, with the Appalachian Mountains, all that stuff over here, Smokies, Nantahala, all that stuff. If you're not out there early, forget about it.
Yep.
That was a horrible New York accent. I apologize for our New York.
Forget about it. No, that's even worse. Sorry.
Yeah. No.
I apologize to our New York listeners if you have any. That's just horrible.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's okay.
We got to do better. I don't know. Yeah, we got to watch some Goodfellas or something.
Yeah. Sopranos. I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Still got to watch that movie, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll check it out. I'll check it out.
Gandolfini's son was great.
Nice.
Gandolfini's son was great. But the rest of the movie was just kind of meh. Wasn't quite what I expected to be the prequel to Tony Soprano, but it is what it is. Anyways, yeah, great topic today. This one was kind of important to me because it's not something that I normally participate in. So, but I think this conversation has like kind of sparked a little bit. Like, all right, I got to set a goal here.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Set goals. Don't do resolutions. Resolutions is a cop out. It means you're not going to do it, but set goals and set goals that are obtainable, but that are hard to reach. Some you're going to hit, some you're going to miss.
Right.
But then when you hit some of them, you can feel good that you accomplished something versus being let down all the time.
Right.
Now, real quick. I want to shift gears.
All right.
I want to talk to next year, 2022.
Oh, let's chat. Let's have a chat with 2022.
2022, you're coming up. I know you're young. I know you're new. But you know what? Your brothers and sisters of 2020, 2021, let's just be honest.
End of 2019.
End of 2019, big letdowns.
Yeah.
Did not hold up to their end of the bargain.
Yep.
Things are supposed to be better. Promises of a bright future. Changes all around. However, we're still stuck in the same damn place.
Yes, we are. Mask mandates going back into effect. COVID's in full swing.
We're now up to boosters. Longer one shot, two shot. Now we're into boosters.
Oh, man. That booster kicked my ass, man.
We went from COVID to now we're on the Megatron variant.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, all right, come on. Give me a break. Like 2022, what do you got for us?
Yeah.
Please do not be more of the same shit. And it can't be any worse. If it gets worse, I mean.
It could be. It very well could be.
You got to do better. We can't handle worse. We need better.
We're going to talk that it's going to be a lot better. Because, you know, I got a good feeling about it, man. I think it's going to be good. You know,
everybody. 2022. This is what we need from you. No more variants.
Right.
People getting back outdoors and life getting back into normalcy. Getting rid of all this hate and anger and mudslinging back and forth over like random stupid stuff that's not important to life.
Yep.
And you know, I want to have some fun and let's enjoy things for once. Can we get back to enjoying life a little bit? Like 2022, can you make that happen for me, please? That's my ask. Don't be like your siblings. Do better.
Right.
Set yourself some goals. No more resolutions. We're done.
Do better, you son of a bitch. You know, but I think really what it comes down to is everybody doing what they're supposed to fucking do. You know, just be fucking nice, man. Just be nice. Just be nice. Start there. Let's baby steps. Let's start there. Be nice.
You know, and to all our listeners, do something nice for somebody the first of the year. If you're in the drive-thru, pay for the meal in the car behind you.
Oh, yeah.
You're in Starbucks, pay for somebody's coffee behind you.
Yep.
Open the door for somebody.
Yeah. Start small.
Little stuff. You see somebody drop something, go and pick it up from them. Say, hey, here you go.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, somebody's like short on gas money, like trying to fill up their tank. Spot them $10.
Yeah.
Actually, it probably needs to be $20 now because $10 won't get you down the street.
No, it won't. Holy shit. Be lucky to get me home. But no, yeah. I think you're right. I think what it comes down to, I think, is us, right? We the people. You know, I think it starts here.
We need to act like people again.
Yeah. And if we can't, then shit's going to continue. You know, take the government out of it. Take all the bullshit out of it. Take all that stuff out of it and just be yourself and be nice. Let's start there. Start small, you know, and 2022 will kick some fucking ass.
You know, I actually got one more. I got one more.
Okay.
So being nice is one thing, right?
Sure.
I also think the other thing is, before jumping to conclusions or trying to hammer in like your viewpoints on people and their soapboxes and all that, maybe start with asking questions and trying to understand why somebody thinks the way they do.
That's a good point.
We've gotten to a point where in society, like we're always jabbing each other, trying to force people to look at our viewpoints. And, you know, if they're not with us, they're against us.
Yep.
But what if we started by saying, hey, why do you think that way? Why do you believe that way? And get a better understanding of where people are coming from to maybe understand like what led them to that viewpoint in the first place.
Yeah. Instead of just flying off the handle and yelling and screaming.
That's so right. You don't know what they've been through, what hardships they faced. The last few years have been so rough that people are at opposite ends of the spectrum because of really things that have impacted their life beyond belief. So
yeah.
What if we started by understanding and having a conversation?
Mm. Mm. Amen to that.
I'm getting deep here. I know, but you know, it's the little things. Better.
Yeah. It is. It is. And that's where we should start. You know.
And on that note, I think that's where we should end it.
Let's
start small.
Let's do it, man.
Do the little things.
Yeah.
And let's have a good year.
Hell yes. Hell yes. Because we will see you next, probably in 2022.
That's right.
Recording next week. Maybe the week after. Maybe we'll do one show before New Year's. Maybe. But if not, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Enjoy your friends and family. Enjoy your pets. Whatever it is you enjoy, fucking enjoy it. And yeah, most likely we'll talk to you next year.
That's right. Thanks for all you listeners that have joined in, like, subscribed, follow. Make sure you're still checking us out on all the platforms. And can't wait to bring you guys some really cool stuff in the upcoming year.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Take it easy and get into some shenanigans over the holidays.
Do it. Legal shenanigans.
Yes, legal shenanigans. We're not bailing anybody out.
Exactly. All right. Peace out, people. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.